This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says he will keep an eye on businesses using a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling as an excuse to discriminate against people. The nation's highest court ruled this week that businesses can refuse customers based on religious beliefs.
We'll continue to enforce our civil rights laws, enforce this principle that when you open your doors to the public, you serve everyone. And if someone says they have a justification to discriminate based on this decision, that's when we'll have to deal with it.
The Supreme Court decision allows for creative businesses to turn customers away if those customers are asking them to produce something they don't believe in. The Colorado case started with a web designer who didn't want to create wedding websites for same-sex couples. Coloradans can expect to hear thunder of a different variety in the skies this morning. The Colorado Air National Guard will perform a flyover of the state using F-16C Vipers in observance of Independence Day today. Flyovers are meant to honor people who have served in the United States Armed Forces. Colorado Springs continues its annual tradition with the Star Spangled Symphony and 4th of July fireworks today. The Colorado Springs Philharmonic is hosting a free concert at the Pikes Peak Center at 4. There are 10 fireworks displays scheduled after the performance starting at 9:15 p.m. Four of the shows are open to the public. You may want a backup plan for Front Range fireworks this 4th of July. National Weather Service meteorologist Bernie Myers says a storm bringing hail, thunder, and rain is expected to start rolling through the Denver metro area this evening.
If you have plans for outside tomorrow, keep an eye on the weather. Expect showers and thunderstorms to affect your picnic or any outdoor activity, and have a plan to get indoors.
And by tomorrow, he means today. We spoke to him yesterday. Hailstorms battered Denver last week and caused flooding along Interstate 25 near downtown. People should be on the lookout for more and stay here or visit our website, CPR.org, for any updates on severe weather. You're listening to CPR News. Stick around for more Morning Edition.